Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. All right, guys. So lately I'm into signs. I mean, signs from the universe. The thing that really cracked me open with this was when Capone left me earthside and the fire alarm went off in the salon. So my first day back at work, some of you have heard me tell this story. The whole building that I work in was evacuated and the firefighter came into the salon and said, "It's coming from in here." And I'll have you know that alarm didn't go off for the first 5 years of my business being there and has never gone off again. And I think, you know, I've said it in other episodes before, but like, how do you live without someone if you don't feel like you can? And for me with Capone, it's like, I've chosen to live with him still. And so the signs of him, I feel like they're all around me. And I really do feel like it kind of cracked me open to that, like the universe, our guides, they're always communicating with us. And, you know, with Capone, it's like, if I go to a special place, it's like, I'll see a fire truck. I've shared this in other episodes, but so if it's redundant, I apologize, but I can't get over it. And the other day I was golfing with my husband, his friend Ying, and our daughter for the first time. She's 3.5. It was an experience. She hit her head on the steering wheel. She fell and kind of scraped her elbow. It was, you know, it was kind of like Instagram versus reality. We had a great time. So like none of the stuff, if you saw it posted, was fabricated. But there's also just like another story. But we're playing. I have this plastic baggie of tees from like 2 years ago, the last time I played. I just pull a tee out and I'm sitting in the cart and I like look down halfway through and I realize I picked a tee that said Firefighters Association or Fallen Firefighters. And I thought, oh my God, Capone's telling me he's with me. And so I think that that's something that's allowed me to move through life and feel like it's not random and that things aren't just happening. And, you know, it's like you see numbers or, you know, I've been really paying attention to the signs. So like another one, I don't know if I shared this on another episode, but like I was supposed to have, you know, that apprentice start and I had to reinstate my employee tax ID number or whatever. I hadn't had an employee since 2019. So I reinstated it. I received a bill in the mail saying like, hey, something with the taxes and the percentage and something not being updated, you owe $200 and something. But then it said, plus with the fine, you owe $333. And I thought, what are the odds that I was going to hire an apprentice who had another job and was just lying about all of it? And then I get this fine for $333. I look up $333 and it's all about support. You're being supported. You're being guided. And I thought, crisis averted. Okay, thank you. Like, thanks for throwing me a bone. You know what I mean? Like, I just am like, I felt like the 333 was like, just it's going the way that it's meant to go. And it's actually kind of also interesting because this time when I was hiring someone, I tried to go about it in all the right ways. I was like, I'm going to have you shadow twice. Please fill out this questionnaire. I will be in touch with phase 16 of this process. Please now come in and cut my hair. Then we'll have lunch. And then phase 7 will be your headshots. Phase 18. I was really trying. I still proceeded to miss a couple things. But currently, and that's not to say that there'll be a different season, I really feel like I was being guided, protected, and redirected. And when I talk to, you know, the women that sit in my chair in the salon, I'm like, wow, like there's so many things that like in situations and just like ebbs and flows of life where you do go, I do feel like there was something bigger at play here. And so I guess I just wanted to share like the signs of things, you know, like I have a friend who was just like having all this water in her salon, or like a few, like last Thanksgiving, I was getting water in my salon. And it's like, I don't know, I guess I just look for kind of the meaning in things. And yeah, I think, you know, like when you try something and then you kind of feel redirected, it kind of sometimes just kind of bumps you into a frequency of being like, I'm really appreciative to how things are going. You know, it's like, I think, you know, it's kind of a nice feeling, honestly, once your ego gets out of the way and you're like, for fuck's sake, shouldn't I be able to successfully hire a person? And then there's this other school of thought of like, okay, Lindsay, this is like how things are happening. And like in this season, it's obviously like this wasn't meant to be. And I guess when you pay attention to signs, it allows you to stay more open and it allows you to not, I guess for me, be less anxious about the future and be more grateful in the moment, and to be able to, you know, just trust that like there's something beyond my knowing that's in store. And like, also, what if you thinking, you know, and wanting to pursue this was you misinterpreting contentment with feeling idle? And I just sometimes wonder if a lot of us are actually, if we were able to like be more in the moment and not, you know, feel like we were meant to be somewhere else, we would be able to see that we are actually living our dream. And that this feeling we had of feeling like idle and that we need to do more was actually our brains not having much of a connection to being content and feeling present and feeling like you're in the moment you're meant to be in. And that doesn't mean, I was talking about this earlier today, like it's so funny, timing of things, right? Like something can be right for you, but you went to it too soon, or it wasn't like, you know, things you turn your nose up at are like, I would never. Later in life, you know, in a different season, in a different place, you go, oh my God, like that is where I'm headed, or that is what I want to do. And I wonder if it's not even that we get ahead of ourselves, but we start to think that life is meant to be this steady level of hard effort. And when we start to enjoy it, we think we are giving up, when really we're like allowing ourselves to actually enjoy it. It's something I'm toying with lately, this idea that like, and that even if, here's the thing, like, it's like, even if we are to stop and enjoy it, that doesn't mean that it's going to stay the same. So like, it kind of puts you in touch with like how precious the present moment is, because the way things are and the way your salon's set up and the way people you work with or the ages of your kids, it's like, you're never going to be able to recreate it like in the same way in the same time. And so instead of feeling pressure to get somewhere else, you know, it's kind of like in my course I'm taking on like surrender, it's like there is no other place. So if there is no other place to get to, like, why don't we just spend all of our time where we're at, whether it's where we feel called to be or we're in the process of changing? I think the more we are where our feet are, the more we're going to be able to be in touch with if it's for us or not. But I think I sometimes think I've been programmed to not, that like I feel idle, I feel bored, I feel like, oh my God, okay, I rest up, I enjoy it, I'm enjoying where I'm at. And then I'm like, okay, that means I'm charged up, it's time to fucking go. And I think if I'm really listening to the signs around me, that's not to say in another season, another time, I might, you know, have employees. It's like this one I'm in, I'm gonna enjoy where I'm at. And I think, you know, this idea of like being where you are will probably take you somewhere more aligned in the future, because if you're where you're at, then you're there for it. Because there's been a lot of my life that like I was not there for. I might have physically been there, but I wasn't mentally somewhere else. And so I've been thinking about lately too is like what is success? You know, like what, you know, it's kind of like, what does living a successful life really mean? You know, and it's, to me, I'm like, what if success is being able to be present in the moment and to enjoy where you're at? And that we've made it such a bigger thing than it is. It's like that simple, that like you like where you're at, you like how you spend your days, you like who you spend them with, you like who they're in service of. You go home, you wake up in the morning, you get to do it again. I'm not saying every day is gumdrops and rainbows. Don't misinterpret that. But like, I'm like, I wonder if I've been like circling the hole here of success and like enjoying my family and like, and enjoying the honest conversations that I'm having in my marriage and enjoying that in my salon and enjoying the people I work with. And instead of going, oh my gosh, this is it, this is the place you've been trying to get to, and it's the present, that I'm like, well, this feels a little boring. And it feels a little too stable and a little too humdrum, if you will. I gotta get back in the game. And I was even saying to another stylist, I'm like, it's almost like I start to like enjoy it, and then I'm like, this has gotta get hard. I gotta make this hard again. And, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. It's just something I'm trying on. But I really do feel like, I think some of us, myself included, have this kind of like far off idea of what success is and what, you know, I've talked to a lot of my clients. And I'm like, why do we feel like we have to go big? When I'm like, what if the flex is staying small? And staying soft and staying present and staying in the moment and staying the mom you want to be and staying the friend you want to be and staying the person and developing the person that you actually are, and you have, and having time to do that. What if that's success? So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm listening to the signs. I just think sometimes too, here's another one. I was asking a friend about this. I was like, what is it about when you change your attitude, your relationship to a situation or to a person? What's it about the universe being like, all right, you decided that you're not going to go down that rabbit hole again? Perfect. Send them a text. I swear to God, the universe, the minute you decide something, it's the minute you get tested. And that doesn't mean, oh no, I got to go back to how I was. It's like, no, the universe, whatever, life. They want to know, are you going to continue to, you know, like compromise what's best for you? Or are you going to find a way to honor yourself and in this relationship, in this dynamic? And I think the minute you decide is the minute you get the opportunity to do life in that new way you said you wanted to do it. And I swear to God, it's like, I say, it's like people get this, it's almost like they get like a spiritual or some sort of like, I don't know, like vibrational, like message of like, Lindsay has unsubscribed. I swear to God, because I swear it's not even like an hour later, people are like, it's me. Just I'm like, how does it work so fast? So I'm just here to say, it's a winding road. It's a web we weave. You know, it's two quotes in one. I morphed them together. All I'm saying is that there are signs. How many have we been missing because we've been bulldozing down a road we feel we were meant to go down, instead of leaving a little bit of space, a little bit of room for things to maybe hang a left that we didn't know we wanted to hang? And I think sometimes we get so focused on where we think we're meant to go that we miss where we are, and also kind of the twists and turns that could take us somewhere that's like much more for us. So I'm just planting this seed. Look for the signs, because once you start looking, you'll start seeing. Have a way of making day. Bye for now.